This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I promised a random question to Alex today because he had a question about the flight as we were going out to our former producer. Dude, there were a lot of them. We talk about our lives on this show, okay? We talk about the things that happen in our lives, good or bad, oftentimes or not. So, Gold, what is the question you have today regarding your flight?
So, flight out to California. I got exit row, so I was happy about
nice.
That.
Nice. I do like, I got exit row in one of my four flights, but none of my four were full, and I had nobody in the middle seat for any four of them.
That's really good,
nice.
Too. So remarkable. I got exit row. So there was a seat still. I got exit row, and there was nobody in the middle seat of the exit row. So exit row, and so there was a gentleman sitting by the window, and I didn't
know. In your row?
In my row. Okay. Yeah, in my row. And I noticed, I didn't notice for like an hour into the flight. He's got his shoes completely off, feet crossed, socks on. Thank goodness.
Okay, I was
socks
about
on,
to ask.
Feet crossed. So no shoes. Then I look one row to my right and up. So imagine you're to your right, upper row, and there's a lady with her shoes off as well. And I don't know how many other people just did this. Is this becoming more of a trend? Why are we taking our shoes off? Is this okay? Should I not be upset?
Shoes or sandals?
Shoes. They were their bare feet were not exposed, but your socks. Now
they took their shoes. They had shoes on. Not it wasn't like slides or anything like that.
Shoes were on.
Oh yeah, that's
socks were then fully out. Feet were out with socks.
Yikes!
Now I can't smell. You guys know this currently or the last year, so I didn't have to deal with the potential smell of the feet. Still, you should leave your shoes on. Come on now. You're not. Why? This is not the same as like. That you're on a road trip and you decide to take your shoes off in the car and you've got other, and even then you shouldn't really do that if you're with, unless you're with family or whatever. I wouldn't like Cody taking his shoes off while I'm driving. If it's, that'd just be weird too.
But like, I can understand it better. On a long road trip, you have to be understanding.
On a long trip, this is a 3.5 hour flight and you're right. I mean, you're close to someone you don't even know. Leave your shoes on.
Were their feet like propped up, like cross-legged or
someone says,
like
I'm sure it felt amazing for him to take his shoes off. Oh, I'm sure. We all would like, there's a lot of things we'd like to do that feel amazing. You can't just do them.
Yeah, like Alex might want to like let out a big fart so you can get the gas out of his system. You can't just do that on the plane. They're people. We got to like respect each other's shared tube space. We're all stuck in this flying coffin.
Uh-huh. Like, you take your shoes off on a flight?
On a plane, no.
True?
I do think I would allow for an alteration of that if it were an overseas trip. If we were flying over the Atlantic, I think I'd have to just let it go.
Really?
I think I'd have to just let it go. If we're on a plane for 8 hours, I'm not saying you take your shirt off. We can relax. I think there's a certain amount of comfort.
I can change into some PJs on the flight, you know.
There's a certain amount of comfort I will allow for a longer overall flight. You were flying for less than 3 hours. I mean,
So, not to go way back, but... two flights got canceled when I was trying to fly out there. It was a mess. I ended up having to fly Kansas City to Austin to San Jose. And Austin's a little far south. I don't know if you know. So Austin to San Jose is a 3-hour-and-40-minute flight by the time you do, landing and everything.
The reason I asked about slides is because I have flown before with slides on. I have my, I've got like my Nike socks on, I've shown up and I've worked with, shorts and my slides on my Nike socks. Is that as, to me, I don't think that's as egregious because I showed up that way. Or if I'm going to the beach and I wanted to wear flip-flops, I think that's fine. They're,
That's tough. But would you rather somebody in sandals but keep their shoes on, but their toes are exposed?
That's why I wanted to ask. Because
You better not take the sandals off, because then your foot is completely exposed.
Well, then you're just bare feet.
Yeah, you're bare foot. Right.
Someone says this is the TSA's fault, because people are already coming prepared for an easy way to take their shoes off.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They're making it easy for the people to get on the plane and then take their shoes off.
Because that's why I asked, because I think...
Well, our old producer, whose wedding we were just at, he had a philosophy. He didn't think you should wear shorts on a plane. He hated people's legs being exposed. That's just being very picky.
That's just crazy.
Wow.
We gave him a hard time for that at the time. I think, though, just leave your shoes on the flight. Come on. Just leave your shoes... Like, would I have been more comfortable taking my shoes off? But imagine if the whole plane, if everybody took their shoes off, somebody's feet are stinking at that point. You're not getting 300 people on this plane or 160 and nobody's feet stink. Sorry, you're not getting that lucky. We've all seen people that walk on these planes. There's no way everybody is full, has no smells or anything. Everybody showered. Bull.
It's a tough internal monologue when you're just like, you're just like, is anybody going to sit? First there's the, is anyone going to sit in this middle seat when you know the plane's not full?
The
follow-up is, which middle seat person am I going to get if the plane is full and I know we're down to just middle seats? Always a dangerous game.
At least they weren't right next to you.
Someone says their wife and then take their shoes off at work on break. It's relaxing. Like, what would you, right now, just you know what, Cody?
I wouldn't know.
I'm just taking my shoes off. You know, gonna do the rest of the show. Would you care?
I think in communal spaces, we gotta operate a little bit different.
Now I gotta put these back on. But yeah,
this is like a communal space.
But like, would you mind if all of a sudden you just knew every day I was taking my shoes off?
A little weird.
That's only to me.
Weird.
To me, it's only.
I probably wouldn't say anything, but I'd think it.
Cody's lucky. I can't smell. Cody could do a lot of things in this room, and no smells.
I still honor the system. I don't want
other
people come in here.
To me, though, I think it's only if you have actual shoes on. Like, if I were slides and I'm just there in slides, it's fine. Like, you're not. Like,
why do you need to take them off? You're in slides. They're barely on your feet anyway.
Well, that's what I'm normally. Okay. If I were slides, I don't take my foot out of the slide. Like, I don't do that, nor do I do it with the sandal, but I'm saying. I think it's egregiously worse if you have a shoe on, you take your shoe off.
Yeah, because there's no airflow. There's no airflow on that shoe. You know, you got the slide on, at least there's some airflow. Your feet are maybe less likely to stink, is what you're saying.
Okay. At least they weren't next to you. Like, if they were right next to you and popped it off.
No, but why not pack some slippers
out of here?
So, Drew, he had his feet crossed. So that means.
One
foot was up. Like, one is down, foot's up in the air.
Tall sock, short sock. Give me a description of the sock.
I took a photo of it.
Oh, okay.
It was
on Twitter. Give me a description of the sock.
Let me find it. No, but like, that's the thing. His feet were crossed. Like, if you're gonna go, if you're gonna go shoeless, keep your feet on the damn floor of the plane.
Yes.
Hold on. I had a bunch of photos.
Sure,
from
did though. You know.
Oh, did I delete it? No. Here it is. Here, Cody.
Well, I mean, he's wearing like what kind of? Oh, you know what? Are those compression socks? Hold on. Let me see again.
Like hospital socks?
So here's the thing. I think this guy might have a pass. I believe these might be compression socks, which people have to have sometimes if they get they have issues like with circulation
socks, you don't need those. Isn't the whole point of the socks? You should be able to wear them with shoes, Cody?
Saying is that if it's for a medical reason, we got to let it go.
Oh, wait, so hold
that's
on.
That's one of the weirdest socks I've ever seen.
So you're saying if Gold were to those complain about it...
I think those are just...
You just think they're socks?
Yes.
Look at the top. You sure that's not a compression sock?
It looks different than a normal sock, if I remember the picture that you posted.
I don't know, man. I'm not to get too down.
Says it's just down to the smell. If your feet don't smell, you can keep your shoes off. If they do, it's a problem, but you got to put your shoes back
on. His feet weren't on the floor, though, man. Keep those puppies down. Keep those puppies down, and we're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.